This is the podcast from JNS Pediatrics.
Welcome to the December 19th podcast. My name is Natalie Pinsham, and I will be reading summaries of three articles on the following topics: vascular disorders, hydrocephalus, oncology, and the spine. Treatment of pediatric grade 2 spinal ependymomas, a population-based study, by Yimo Lin and colleagues. Pediatric spinal ependymomas are categorized by the World Health Organization into three histological subtypes: grade 1, myxopapillary; grade 2, which includes the clear cell, tanycytic, and papillary subtypes; and grade 3, anaplastic. These tumors are rare, with an incidence of less than 1 per 100,000 person years. Because of this rarity, there is a paucity of published research on this topic. Here, the authors present the largest descriptive series of pediatric grade 2 spinal ependymomas to date, with 64 subjects identified from the National Cancer Institute's Surveillance Epidemiology End Results Database. The median age was 13 years. Gross total resection was achieved in 57% of patients, and radiation therapy was administered to 36%. Radiation therapy was administered to 78% of patients after subtotal resection, and to 19% of patients after gross total resection. This difference was statistically significant. Overall survival at 10 years was 83%. In a multivariate regression model analyzing patient demographics and treatment modalities, female sex was found to be an independent predictor of decreased mortality. Additional studies are needed to further characterize this disease, given the interesting findings but notable inherent limitations of Surveillance Epidemiology End Results Database study. Use of intraoperative Doppler ultrasound with neuronavigation to guide arteriovenous malformation resection, a pediatric case series, by James Walkden and co-authors. The authors describe their experience and operative results in a case series of 20 consecutive pediatric arteriovenous malformations resected by a single surgeon in the period from 2007 to 2013. They also demonstrate the value of intraoperative Doppler ultrasonography in conjunction with neuronavigation for such cases. Complete resection of the arteriovenous malformation was achieved in all cases at 6 months with very low associated surgical morbidity. The authors assert that intraoperative ultrasound in combination with neuronavigation and integrated operative microscopy offers several advantages to the attending surgeon. It allows identification of the arterial feeders and gives an overall impression of the flow dynamics before dural opening. Doppler ultrasound can also aid orientation of the surgical dissection, as well as accurately demonstrate any residual nidus. The ultrasonography can also reveal the development of any hematoma or hydrocephalus during surgery and aid in placing a ventriculostomy if one is necessary. The author's experience using this technology is particularly detailed in two case illustrations. This technique was shown to be reliable and inexpensive and represents an alternative to on-table angiography, which is not available at many institutions. Clinical implications of medulloblastoma subgroups, incidence of CSF diversion surgery, by Christian Schneider and co-workers. Medulloblastoma is the most common malignant pediatric brain tumor. It was initially thought to be a single homogeneous entity. More recently, it has become well accepted that four discrete subgroups must be differentiated, namely WNT, SHH, Group 3, and Group 4 medulloblastomas. Each subgroup presents with its own distinct demographics, genetics, and outcome. One important outcome factor in medulloblastoma is the need for surgical treatment of hydrocephalus. Cerebrospinal fluid diversion surgery adds significant morbidity to the burden of a patient's disease. Knowledge about the features of the individual subgroups of medulloblastoma is expanding rapidly. The aim of the present study was to investigate the incidence of CSF diversion surgery across the four subgroups. The authors retrospectively evaluated data of 130 patients treated for medulloblastoma at the Hospital for Sick Children. Demographic and hydrocephalus parameters were compared among the four subgroups. The overall rate of CSF diversion surgery was 22%. This rate was the same for the three subgroups. In the WNT subgroup, however, none of the patients needed CSF diversion surgery. The most likely explanation of this observation is the low risk profile of WNT patients, suggesting again the relatively favorable clinical behavior of WNT medulloblastomas.
Thank you for listening. Follow the JNS on Twitter at #TheJNS and please like us on Facebook at Journal of Neurosurgery Publishing Group. Comments on this podcast can be sent to jnspodcast@thejns.org.